This is the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast.
Hello, 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 hello. I am the Celebrity Medium with another edition of the Celebrity Afterlife Report, the only show I can find that brings you the up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebrities. We have got stories, and then more stories, and then more stories for you this week. Some very interesting stuff, some follow-ups on some old stories, and even a new thing or two to tell you about. It never ends in the next world, and I've got my finger on the pulse. I guess assuming pulse is the right word. Work on the world of Trump has come to a standstill as famously eccentric scientist Nikola Tesla has gone on strike. Tesla was hired by Fred Trump, father of El Presidente de Estados Unidos, Donald Trump. He hired him to work on the world of Trump, which is supposed to be a tourist attraction honoring Fred's son, Donald. Now, Tesla was a rather eccentric guy, and apparently still is. Tesla is insisting that his demands that the attraction operate on DC current, not AC, and that he be an animatronic figure in it, be approved by Fred pronto. Trump is equally adamant that he will not give in on either demand. So the two appear to be at a standstill for the moment. And rumor is that Fred is trying to find someone to replace Tesla as the head scientist slash engineer in the project, but he hasn't been successful yet. What did I tell you? I said these two are going to bump heads soon, and they are bumping heads like two billy goats fighting over whatever it is billy goats fight over. In the wake of Adolf Hitler and his new husband, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s recent ill-received appearance on the Next World daytime talk show, The Girls, other TV talk shows are vying to get the duo, their adopted son and daughter, or all four of them on the air. Now, Tom Snyder, who hosted The Tomorrow Show on NBC for years, is said to be among those who are trying to book the unusual family. Now, the deal was Hitler and King were going on The Girls to announce the names they are going to give their children. They have an adopted black boy and an Asian girl. And when they went on the show, they said, "We haven't decided on names. We can't make our minds up. We've decided to let the kids decide, and the kids haven't decided yet." And everybody in the audience was highly disappointed. So the word now is that Tom Snyder has offered to have his audience vote on which names the two kids will bear. There is no word yet whether Hitler and King are entertaining that or any of the many other offers that are on the table for them. If I was them, I'd say no to that. That can only end up with heartbreak. Former Hollywood heartthrob Tab Hunter has already started his Next World porn career. He was offered a gig in the world of gay porn by Orville and Wilbur Wright, the inventors of the airplane, who have been doing gay porn for some time now. Now, I'm told by my sources that the first movie he's working on for Wright Studios is cleverly called Keeping a Tab. Get it? Keeping a Tab, his name being Tab. My source told me that someone who's working on the set described Hunter's screen presence as, quote, impressive, which I'm guessing is a euphemism. I think you can read between the lines on that one. The worker also said that Tab learned his lines quickly, which, if you've ever seen a porn movie, doesn't really seem like that much of an accomplishment. You know, the few I've seen, the dialogue was not exactly Shakespeare. Brothers Orville and Wilbur Wright, owners of the studio, issued a press release saying that they believe that Hunter will have a long career in the industry, and I'm just going to leave that right where it is. Okay, with all the news about Steve Jobs and Walt Disney working on a new theme park in the afterlife, Mediopolis, the town that the two of them run jointly, has been kind of ignored by the press in the afterlife in recent weeks. Now, Mayberry Today, which is the modern-day reboot of the old Andy Griffith show, has been filming there for a few months now. If you remember, however, I told you ages ago that Don Knotts, who played the legendarily wiry Barney Fife on the original show, has bulked up quite a bit. He's become a physical fitness nut, and he's not a big guy, but he's very muscular now, apparently. So Andy Griffith was hesitant about casting him in his old role because of his new physique, and that kind of dragged on for a while. But apparently a solution to the problem has been found. CGI, computer graphics, are being used to make Knotts resemble his old scrawny self. In other words, he's going to be the bulky guy, but they're going to take the muscles away in post-production. And I'm told that it was difficult to convince Knotts that it was needed, but he finally agreed that his character is better the way he used to look than as he does today. And I'm glad for that, because just the idea of like a Arnold Schwarzenegger kind of Barney Fife is creepy and just really doesn't fit anything about the whole storyline. So I'm glad he's relented, and I hope it looks good. I hope it doesn't look creepy. And I think I'm done here. In fact, I know I'm done here because I'm looking at the end of my notes. That means I'm done. I'll be back next week with another edition of all the up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebrities. In the meantime, you can find this here show on iTunes. You can find it in the Google Play Store. You can find it on the Tube of You. And you can also hear it on K-Chung Radio, AM 1630. In the Los Angeles area, where it airs on Monday afternoons as part of an overall show called Inspirato Projecto Radio. Tell your friends and everybody you know about that. Let's expand this bad boy in terms of audience, shall we? Until next time, I am the Celebrity Medium. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast. To ask a question about your favorite deceased celebrity, call 818-3-MY-DREAM, 818-3-MY-DREAM, 818-369-3732.